Hello, my darlings. It's me, your favourite little Kit Kat. Anyway, it's the 4th of July and I'm doing the boo because I'm not doing anything else. Anyway, just a quick, what is this? I was thinking something along the lines of a cap. I can't think of the saying. But anyway, yes, it's the 4th of July, it's a holiday, and I'm getting all my clothes ready for this week because I have, I'm going to be working in the office, and I get to wear heels, not that I don't wear heels when I'm driving, but technically you're not supposed to. And as one of my friends said, I'm going to be pantless, yes, and that means I'm going to be wearing skirts and heels. And anklets, because, like I said, it's not really anything different than I do normally during the week. But I'll be sitting at the front desk, answering the telephone, talking to the residents, and, yeah, I'm kind of scared, because nothing ever stays the same, you know, like, there could be a flood on one of the floors. That's happened a couple times, but it's always different, and you know, it's just crazy. There's never a dull moment around there, ever. Like I said, I'm looking forward to it, but then again, I'm kind of scared. I'll be having lunch with the girls and in the office, and for those that know me, I'm not quite like the other girls in the office at all. So it'll be fun having lunch with the boss, and she's cool though, very cool. I like her, and I like all my co-workers in the office. They're a wonderful bunch of gals, just wonderful. It's kind of like an extended family a bit. So you know you love your job when you look forward to going to work every day. So that's me, love my job. Love it all around. Where else could you go? Drive in the morning and then work in the office in the afternoon. As long as they don't put me in the kitchen, I'll be all right. Can't stand working in the kitchen. And what else? Oh, I was going to run to the local Walmart and pick up some tea and some chips. And I was thinking about doing that while everybody's at the parade and the fireworks. And I noticed now that I don't have any more small little ones running around. I don't have to go to all those things like you do when you have the children. So I'm kind of relieved that all my little ones are now quite old and they can fend for themselves off with their loved ones and stuff. So I can be at home alone with my loving fat man and catching up on the telly. Watched Wilfred, which is hilarious. Watched Louis, as in Louis C.K. And in a little bit I'm gonna watch True Blood because I missed it last episode. Oh, last night, because I was watching Christopher Titus. Oh my god, man, is he funny as hell. Christopher Titus, I'd marry him if I could. Yes. Because I think he's cute. He's sexy. And he's funny. And I love funny. And I love accents. Can you tell? And, one of my dearest friends tomorrow is going to be under the knife. And I'm going to miss him immensely because he's going to be gone for a while. So my heart goes out to him and my prayers and hope he does okay. And I know if I don't hear from him within a few days that he died on the table. I'm so morbid sometimes. I will miss him a lot. Okay, maybe not a lot, maybe a little. But you know what I mean. Gosh, you know how I am. Anyway, me lovelies, it's time for me to go because me 5 minutes is up. And I hope everybody enjoys the fireworks. Don't blow off your hand. Our neighbor has a half stick of dynamite. I no lie, a half stick of dynamite. So, if I'm not here tomorrow, you know what happened.